Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Corey Nathan, who describes himself as a creative businessman, engaged citizen, and partner. He's involved with a number of businesses, but spends the majority of his time with an organization called Scan Media. Corey, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what would be your kind of top tips, as it were, for bringing out the best of people and organizations? So over to you, Corey, and I'll wrap it up when you're done. And please introduce yourself a little bit more, tell us a little bit more about what you do, who you serve. I would love to get your thoughts on that question.
I really appreciate you having me on, Paul. This is definitely a worthy endeavor. Folks in business and in life could use a lot of the help that New Leaf provides. Yeah, you hit it on the mark. Engaged citizen, business partner, creative businessman. I started out as a stockbroker during the day, going to theater conservatory at night in New York in the early 90s. And my career has always straddled the arts and business in that way. Started my first business in 1999, which we still have, Nathan McDowell and Rose, which is a consultancy, exec search, small scale mergers and acquisitions. And then over the years, just started a number of other companies, some serving our community here, business, residential and business service companies, as well as a nonprofit that we started during the pandemic just to help folks buy groceries. Involved in my church and, have a lot of involvement there. But to answer your question, I would say there's three areas that come to mind. One is what I would call iron sharpens iron. So as a leader, the development of leaders, the first thing I would say is get around other leaders, get around folks who are smarter than you, who are more experienced than you, who are more successful than you, however you might measure success. And that's a whole other conversation, but get around them. And if you feel a little scared, if you feel a little intimidated, you're probably in the right room. But if you ever feel like you're the smartest person, most accomplished person in the room, find another room. Get around other leaders that can inspire you and show you the way, and folks that you just want to be a little bit more like. The next category I would say is work on the leader within you. So we were talking offline, not to evangelize to anybody, but I'm a man of faith. And one of the phrases that runs through a number of faiths is what's called loving the Lord. And again, not to try to evangelize, but how do we do that with all of our hearts, soul, mind, and strength? To me, that's an indicator of who we are as human beings. And what do we do with that? What we do with that is we work on the leaders within us from all of those major dimensions. So what does that mean? Strength. It means, you know what? Go out and take a walk, exercise, work on your physical body so that you're healthy, so that you're bringing the best physical version of you to your organization, to your team as a physically healthy leader. From your mind, be a reader. Read from folks from your industry or even nonfiction stories that can help tie you into the grander stories of what it means to be human, or great leaders if you want to be a great leader, or in your field of expertise. Readers are leaders. Leaders are readers. As well as the spiritual side of it. If you're not a particularly religious person, that's cool. If you are, go to church, go to synagogue, go to your mosque, or perhaps a spiritual, for me, I discovered meditation, which isn't particularly religious, but it really does, from a neuropsychology standpoint, it changes the connectors in your brain and just makes you more mentally healthy. So work on the leader that you're bringing to the party, right? And then the last thing I would say is, what Coltrane called being faithful to the score, meaning in his case, there was a composition, whether he was playing with Monk or other great virtuosos earlier in his career, Miles Davis, they were faithful to the composition. And in jazz, because they were all following that movement and they were faithful to those movements, they had the freedom of jazz to be even higher levels of the virtuosos that they were. In organizations, what that means, strong organizations also frequently have strong bylaws. Certainly, they have strong missions and mission statements. Be faithful to that mission. Be faithful to those bylaws and do your best to bring your best self to that mission, to advance that mission and the goals of that organization. So I kind of jammed through a lot of big concepts right there, but I hope that all makes sense.
Corey, I really, really liked what you said there. I won't repeat what you said, but those three key points to me were absolutely solid. And I know they're going to be very useful for the people that tune into these. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the website for the events that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Corey, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Oh, I'd love it.
Corey, thanks for taking a few minutes with us today. I really appreciate it. It's so good to see you.
You bet, Paul. This is fun. Thanks for including me.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.